This Side of Country with Trav, it's powered by our good pals at Fix It Ford Auto Care and Fix It Ford Ministry on 95.9 KRFF Radio Free Fargo.
This side of country, this side of country.
If you're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav, we're powered by Fix It Forward Auto Care. It's Thursday. It's been a couple of weeks, but we got him back here in studio. We got Skylar with Thunder Coffee doing another full cup conversation. Man, it's been a couple of weeks. How did the birthday party go?
Birthday party was good. I saw you there.
Yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
So much for showing up.
Oh, it was a blast, man. I didn't know where to stop. I wanted to buy all the things, and I wanted to drink all the coffee and eat all the food. It was a good time.
Well, yeah,
man.
That was kind of, you know, by design. That's what we wanted to do. But it was really good. I think the crown jewel of the evening was the latte art competition.
Right.
So that's a head-to-head competition
between
baristas to see who can pour the most visually appealing latte.
Right.
With the design on top.
Yeah.
We had like 30 competitors. I think I counted 6 different cafes or shops.
Wow.
And Thunder Coffee took first, second, and third.
Amazing. Well, congratulations. Cool. Yeah, that's a testament to how much you love what you do over there.
Well, I mean, how much everybody else cares, too.
Yeah.
I've competed in those things. I've never made it out of the first round.
Right.
100% of the time, I spill my drink. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. So Thanks. Now what's next? You had your birthday party. What do we got here?
Well, we had the birthday party. Now we are in the process of moving our roastery. We outgrew our previous facility.
Oh.
So we spent all last week in the heat moving that 700-pound roaster and the entire contents of that office and warehouse and moved it just down the block, actually. Well, over off of 25th Street. So
okay.
We're putting the finishing touches on that, getting it all organized and cleaned up. It's still kind of a construction zone. There's no AC. They're in there roasting coffee. Right now, they looked hot.
Yeah.
The boys looked hot. But
absolutely. Well, very exciting, man. Congratulations. Thanks. We missed you here, but you had a busy couple of weeks there over there at the new location and with the birthday party and things like that. Fall's around the corner. Hate to say it, because fall leads to winter, but fall's around the corner. What's on the calendar for Thunder Coffee? You're going to start booking up those tailgating sessions soon?
One of our favorite events of the year is always at the end of September, beginning of October, is the Rough Rider Ink and Iron Expo.
Yes.
That is that final weekend, and it is, we've done this, I think this will be our 6th or 7th year doing that one.
Right.
It's a great, great time.
Yeah.
Always walk away with another tattoo. I got one of those too at Thunder Jam. But it's a super friendly crowd, fun event.
I like it. I didn't realize how many tats you actually had here until you just pointed that one out. You even got one on the, you got an N with the wife's initial on your ring finger. That's how you do it.
I hate wearing jewelry, so.
Fantastic. Well, man, I'm glad you're back. I always love when we have these conversations. Who are we connecting with today?
Well, we've got Kidson Cares today.
Okay.
And I've got Jake and Paul ready to talk to us and tell us a little bit about their story.
Yeah, Jake, Paul, thanks for making time. We appreciate you all being on the line here and in studio. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting to know Kidson Cares. Give me the backstory on the name first.
I'll let you lead on that one, Jake.
Minnesota, in Northwest Minnesota. So I was just trying to find a cool kind of catchy name. So I thought we help out kids, which is our main focus. So Kidson Cares kind of fits with Kidson County, and it stuck.
Like, what kind of, how do you help the kids there? Is there a particular direction you're helping them with? What is it that you provide for them?
It's kind of the whole, you know, the whole gamut, if you will. I mean,
sure.
It's gone from like winter boots
to
athletic shoes to clothing, you know, back to school stuff.
Yeah.
Shoes for athletics. We, you know, this awesome thing. We did a senior photo shoot for a girl that couldn't afford senior pictures, and back home, her head photographer that helped us out on that and did a cool like video and something. It was
very cool.
We've done a gift card or like gas cards to help someone get out of a bad situation. We've done driver's ed. I mean,
nice.
Our giving is really broad, so we don't really have like a defined.
Yeah,
sure. Gift that we give.
Yeah.
Well, let's kind of back it up and go. How long have you been in operation? When did you start?
Yeah, Paul, I think it'll be 3 years this November.
Okay.
Is that right?
It'll be 3 years. Jake sat down with me. I have a couple car dealerships up here, and he said, Paul, I want to start this foundation. And this foundation, if we can get businesses to partner together and said, would you be willing to match? Would you be, if I buy a vehicle from you? And they said, certainly. How much you want to do? And he mentioned $500. Long story short, it's been a huge success, not only for the kids, but for bringing our business communities together as well and supporting just this incredible foundation that has filled a gap that we didn't realize was there in Kitson County.
Fantastic. Skyler, first of all, how did you connect with Kitson Cares and the crew over here to bring them in studio? I want to get that story too.
Well, this is actually one of the first
times where it wasn't the coffee shop.
Ah!
I think almost everybody we've had up to this point has been somebody that I know through the coffee shop, but yeah. It was a connection made through maybe one of our biggest fans, a buddy of mine named Nick, who does some photography and videography.
Okay.
And he's done some work with these guys, and so I put out a little call to action on my social media, said, hey, if anybody knows of any nonprofits that we should be highlighting on this show, let me know. And Nick reached out and said, these guys are doing awesome work. So
fantastic. Yeah. I love this. This is the first time I've heard of you, and I'm absolutely just impressed with all the things I'm already hearing that you're about.
Yeah, so Jake, right before we got started, you said something about how it was your story or your experience that prompted starting this. So I'd like to hear a little bit about what prompted the organization.
Right. Kitson Cares, you know, is your true like pay it forward, like type charity. It was back to when I was a kid and you know, home life wasn't always the greatest, didn't always have stuff that needed, you know, like your shoes, you know, like your things like that. And, you know, just always had people back home that would just kind of have my back.
Sure.
Cool. You know, and one day I had an old pair of shoes that got wrecked by some kids, you know. Yep. I was kind of bullied back then, you know, which is, you know, that's fine. That's who we are. But those shoes got ruined that day. I told a teacher at my school, and that day went to football practice and had a brand new pair of football shoes waiting for me in my locker.
Oh, wow.
And, I was seventh grade at that time, and, you know, just, you know, like for me at the time, that was the biggest thing ever. And that teacher, I said, hey, you know, I can never, and he kind of helped me out over the years with other things too. And I said, you know, I can't afford to pay you back. He's like, what can I do? He's like, well, down the road, like someday, you know, you'll have a chance to give back. And it just kind of went from that. And then, like, with Paul comes in, and, you know, I always knew I wanted to give back. And I coached basketball here in Fargo at Davies, helped out kids just over time with shoes and some other things. But getting back home to where Paul lives and works and has his business, I was back home, a lot more before we formed Kitson Cares, and it was more, you know, I fell in love with home again.
Sure.
You know, and just, you know, it was, and I just knew in my heart this is where I want to do something. And one just like random night, I got a hold of Paul. I said, hey, when I buy my vehicles for my business, from you, from my personal stuff, let's just do $500 each for the kids at the county. Well, my personality, I can't do anything halfway. So within a month, we were a Minnesota nonprofit. Within 3 to 6 months, we were a 501c3.
Nice.
And it just has, you know, from that small beginning, our first goal was $10,000. I think we had that in a couple months.
Wow.
And it just, you know, from that point on, it just, you know, I mean, our support and our reach is just, it's amazing.
Sure. Paul, are you on the, you can hear me? Yeah. How did Jake sell you to jumping on board?
Well, and you're hearing it in his voice, it was the emotion. It was the connection. Jake's uncle works for me. I've known his family, his grandparents and whatnot. And I've known Jake's story. So I didn't know a lot of the details, but my heart goes out to people that are bullied. Goes out to mental health situations and whatnot. And again, going back to what I said about gaps, I didn't realize there were so many gaps in our community and our county. And it's just been a powerful emotional opportunity for me to not only support the foundation, but support the kids and raise the mindset around that. So, it's powerful for me. Great.
I want to ask, because we heard his connection with this, and he sold you on it, But what about what about it for you fills your cup? How do you align with this particular situation that you go, you know what, this is really near and dear to my heart as well? Is there something personally in your childhood as well as that you go, you know what, this would have been really nice to have when I was growing up?
Certainly. You know, I've been very fortunate in our community. I was born and raised in Hallock. My father passed away when I was 22 years old. I came back from college and took over the car dealership. At that time, I saw this powerful impact that our community had on our family. And I never saw that growing up. And the amount of support I received, not only from my staff and the community, but got me to where I'm at today. And so my heart always goes out to those that are that need support, and we all do. And this is just having a huge impact. It's an emotional ride. So, and a great one.
That's great. So you guys, you had the experience, you saw the need, and decided, this is going to be us. We're the guys. We're going to do this thing. You started out, do you remember what the first act was that you did? Was it a gas card? Was it a pair of shoes? Do you remember the very first thing you did?
I think it was more just like a broad gift, like at the schools. They found out that, you know, like what we could now offer to them, and they said, hey, we need snow boots, we need snow pants, we need socks for kids that are coming to school without, you know, proper hats and gloves, you know. Yeah. So at first it was kind of just like a broad thing.
Yeah.
And then as we evolved, it became more of like some like cool things we can really do, you know. You know, back to what Paul was saying about back home, you know, like, you know, so we raised about $175,000in, wow, in, you know, almost like 3 years, and we pledged back,
that's great,
about $50,000 to the county.
Okay.
23,000 in scholarships to college kids. We got two criteria for that. One is needs based, and one is to that student that's already kind of like doing what we do.
Right.
We want to just encourage that behavior, and we get together with all of our winners every year and just kind of talk to them and support them. But
sure,
Kitson County, it's amazing. Like what they give. Not just to us, but to everybody. That county might be small, but it is very giving. It's very supportive of all their, you know, of all their things that right. go on in the county.
Yeah. Sure. Interesting.
Oh. Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah.
You mentioned it briefly, but the scholarships. I saw that you just announced a bunch of winners on
yeah.
that. Yeah. How much are you able to give away in scholarships? Because you had quite a few recipients. I saw at least five, if not more.
Right. Yes, yeah, so we're up to about... Yeah, let's see, 60 or what, 17,000 I think so far.
Jeez.
Yeah, we did the 6,000 our first year, 6,000 second year, or 7,000 second year, and 6,000 this year. So yeah, do the math. So what's that, 19,000 I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. How's your golf swing over there?
Oh, horrible.
Right. You're gonna get involved in this golf tournament thing they got going on?
Or? I don't know. I could maybe serve drink refreshments. Right.
Let's be caddies and do iced coffees. There you go.
Yeah. No, golf swing's horrible here.
Yeah. So next Friday we have our third annual golf tournament.
Okay. That's here in Fargo, or no, is that up in Hallock?
Up in Hallock. So, okay. And we're jam packed, this little 9-hole course. We got 23 teams coming in.
Wow.
But just a lot of businesses, a lot of friends awesome. From Fargo that come up and support us. And then next night we have called Music on Main Street.
Cool.
Got a band coming from the cities that have ties to back home.
Very
you know, it's
nice.
Like your, it's your small, huh?
Who is it?
It's Fred the Bear Band. Okay. They're called. There's an old guy back home called Fred the Bear, and this kind of just made
I've
it.
I've heard of them. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a small town America. We shut down the streets. We have a band. We got a brewery. We got food trucks. We have people dancing, kids running around, you know. So just for us, it's more of just, I guess we raise money off of it, but more of just seeing people getting back home.
Yeah.
saying thank you in person.
Yeah,
and sure. Just it's a celebration of what Paul and I, have done the last,
right.
Every year.
So. Skylar, I'm thinking a little road trip, my friend.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on up in Hallock.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, you've got the brewery. Is it it's Revelation?
Yep.
Ale Works. Yep. There's a distillery. Is it up north?
Far North Spirits.
Far North, that's what it is. And,
yeah, both sponsors of our golf tournament.
Yeah, all right. Stuff. Yeah,
wow.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah, right.
but there's a lot going on up there.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, Hallock, it's in the process of this awesome just coming back, kind of went, for a while there, had a little dip, but now like Main Street's hopping. There's, you've got the brewery, you got a wine bar, you have, like boutiques there. And so, but
can you tell me a little bit about some of the partnerships here? Because, I see just a couple of weeks ago here, you were at the Landon's Light Foundation charity golf tournament as well. And, have you aligned with other charities before or done some partnerships that also help with what you do?
So we have, in the process, kind of reached out to other like small charities just to kind of learn from what they've done. And we, really small, it's myself and Paul and our volunteers. We have no paid people, so it's all just volunteer driven. We don't have an office. We got our website and our Facebook, but just I wanted to learn from other people. And Landon's Light kind of had some ties to someone from back home.
Right.
Okay.
And Mary Ellen and Cherish over there are great. And so, just like to support, people that I know and that help us out too.
Right, yeah. Right. Skylar, I know a big part of what we're trying to do here is we want to help grow this nonprofit. Yeah. We want to help get the word out there, expand. Well, how would you like to see Kids in Cares grow? What more what do you want to continue doing in furthering your cause here?
I think the biggest thing that we can do, we're fine as a whole, our charity, our Kids in Cares, we have plenty of funds to help out kids in the future. We got some things set up, but I think my biggest reward of Kids in Cares, if I could inspire someone in a smaller community elsewhere to kind of form their own nonprofit to help out kids, that would be the best thing that we could do from that standpoint. Because we are, because we are limited what we can do too, because we are just our Kids in County based.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all fantastic. So what's next? You've got the golf tournament. Are there any other fundraisers coming up? Opportunities for people to get involved? Someone's listening and they think, hey,
for Skylar and I who don't have the golf swing, but we want to get involved and we do want to come out to more events. What do you got on the way here?
I mean, I'm on a road trip a couple hours next Saturday, come to Hallock and enjoy Hallock, for what it has to offer and, the other towns and the county too. If not, I mean, you can reach out to me, go to our website. You can donate there, but it's kind of impersonal, like to keep things more personal. What we do, but
Jake, to that point too, if anyone does want to start a foundation or support their community, they can reach out to us.
Oh, great.
And we can tell them our story and we can encourage them and give them some direction as well, because I love where Jake's going with that inspiration, because that we just want to continue growing this thing, not only for Kids in Cares but for all the community. So,
that's incredible. Yeah. I love that, because you hear that sort of stuff all the time in the small business world. You've got an idea, you want to get going, but you don't know where to turn. Yeah. So it's great to have people that are willing to be a resource and a mentor for to that end.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you guys too giving us this forum to speak, because this is what it's all about. It's the partnerships like this mean a lot.
Yeah, I've always just wanted to, I loved seeing all of these small nonprofits that exist in our community that don't have either the funds or resources to amplify their voice, and I thought that this would be a great way to do that.
Well, and this is where it's near and dear to our heart, because we feel like this radio station is the small business of radio stations. Skylar, obviously having a small business with Thunder Coffee as well. We just align with nonprofits, small businesses, and so it's near and dear to our heart to be able to have a platform for everybody to have a voice as well. So we appreciate you all being
phenomenal.
Here.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
No, it is phenomenal. Keep doing it, guys. We appreciate it.
Well, we'll keep doing our thing. You guys keep doing yours too. Paul, what from your point of view, what's next for Kids in Cares?
As Jake said, just continuing building on it. We got a great foundation here. Foundation literally. But at the end of the day, it's just to keep growing it and we want to have more conversations with especially the all of the people that have the ability to maybe with their estates do some estate planning, giving us support. So those are conversations that we've had, but we just need to create an environment to sit down with people that have interest in that. So that's probably my next goal. Yep.
A last conversation Paul and I had, you know, our next phase is to kind of get, like, yes, like the shoes and the clothes, like that does great for the, you know, for like short term, you know, to have that sense of a feeling wanted, but also too, like we've had talks about trying to help out with mental health that's going on with kids right now. I think, you know, from my experience with mental health and what's going on out there, and if we can somehow can help fund an extra counselor at a school a day, or you know, just have a place where kids can go, because no matter how many shoes you give a kid, if you can't fix what's inside, then what do we really have in the end?
Absolutely. What are some of the challenges that you're hearing kids are having mental health wise that maybe us as adults aren't aware of?
I mean, I would say, Paul, if I'm wrong, let me know, but I mean, up at home, you know, it's maybe just access.
Sure.
And trying to get more. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, no, you're spot on with that. The local support structure, there's not enough of them to take care of the kids. And so they don't have access to mental health support. So there's a gal that works in Halleck at Kitson Central, and I think she's part-time 20% or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well, our foundation can support her more, so the kids have access to conversations around that. And not only the kids, but also teachers. Give them more training and support so that they can give the kids more support. So there's a lot of love and care out there, but unfortunately there just isn't enough funding to support that type of training and what have you. So, but thanks for bringing that up, Jake, because mental health probably is the second thing that is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it sounds like a natural progression here for you guys to address. Now, and you were kind of bringing up the school and the access to help that they have up there. Just, I've never been up to Halleck. Just know a handful of people from there. What size of community is that?
Well, what, Halleck's about 900. Yeah, is that right? And then we also serve, there's a school in Lancaster.
Sure.
And then in Carlstead, our Tri-County school. So I'm not sure the size of those towns.
The county is a little, right around 4,000 people. Yeah. So it's very, very small.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So back in the mental health side of things, you know, like in Fargo, obviously you can drive across town and get help. But up there, you have a kid that's like 20 miles on the country from away from any help. I mean, like, how do we find that kid? How do we reach that kid and get him some help like somehow too? And so that's the challenges everywhere in rural America is just is access to services.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm so glad that you guys are out there doing what you're doing. And it kind of makes, I know you said you had your personal experiences that helped drive this thing, but it's sad that people go through that, but I love when there's a positive resolution out of that. That you're able to take something that was a negative experience in your life and say, you know, I don't want that for other people, and I'm going to be the person to do something about it. I think that's incredible. So, you said that Nick is coming up for the golf tournament. Is that what it is?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, we gotta thank Nick for doing all of the work that he does. How's his work going to impact what you guys are able to do?
Well, last couple of years, Nick and Brandon have come to Halleck and, you know, then filming for a Giving Hearts, the video with Paul a few times and other people in the community. And, you know, next weekend, just kind of help out and get footage, you know, other things, kind of help just build our next video for Giving Hearts Day. And that's probably our biggest, like, one-time gift every year is that day. I think our first year, our goal was 15,000. We got that. Last year it was 20,000. We got that.
Wow.
And this year, you know, probably 25,000 is our goal, and hopefully we get that too.
So, yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Well, that's not for another couple months. So if somebody wants to support you in the meantime, what's the best way to do this? Sounds like the golf tournament's full.
Yep.
So, couldn't fit another team on there if you wanted to. Yeah.
But the dance floor the next night is
fully there. Now we're talking Skyler's language right there.
Totally.
One thing I want to point out too is, unfortunately, Paul, you're not getting to take part here. But Skyler brought in some coffee. Mm-hmm. And if you get a particular coffee here at Thunder Coffee, a portion of the proceeds go back to Kids and Cares for the next 2 weeks. Tell us a little bit about that.
So for the next 2 weeks. Yeah, we've got
awesome. That's new news to me. Thank you.
Just a way to tie in what we're doing here to the cafe. Yeah. So if somebody does feel compelled, they want to do something, but they can't make it up to Hallock, they can at least come over to Thunder Coffee, grab the Do Good Dolce Latte, and we'll take a dollar from that latte purchase.
There's my $10 right there, if you wouldn't mind donating it over to the crew for my behalf.
Do Good Dolce Latte, that's Patrick Kirby inspired, obviously. It sounds like it should be.
It probably lived subconsciously in my brain. I was just more trying to find something that sounded catchy. Right.
Just back to Patrick. You know, so last Thursday, opportunity to go. So it's called Growing Small Towns.
Yes.
Rebecca Undum from Oaks has this awesome nonprofit that they just kind of help small towns kind of grow.
Cool.
And we got to go on a bus, and we got to go out to Nome, and
nice.
You know, that whole thing went down to Oaks, and did this whole you know like team building kind of brainstorming thing. But one of the things that stuck with me, like what she said that day, is if you're gonna grow a small town, you got to grow from within. This side of country.